Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Cead míle fáilte, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kia ora tēnā koutou katoa. Welcome one and all to another edition of Capital Irish at Wellington Access Radio on 106.1 FM. It's Anthony Gaffney here on the airways for you today. Delighted to be back here again. Should have been Alice here today for you, but she's at an award ceremony, I believe, for her Brendan, I believe, is up for River Engineer Award. So best of luck to Brendan for his, I'm sure, well-deserved award, and hopefully he's been successful. Joined by Ray today in the Nervous Centre, doing all the heavy lifting. So let's get on with it and see where we go. So, you know, on previous shows, I've liked to delve into kind of what's going on with the modern or contemporary Irish music scene and kind of uncovered a few kind of pearls along the way. Well, I suppose in my hunt, I stumbled across a little bit of the ultimate Irish playlist that 2FM ran a couple of days ago. And I guess it's a bit of an eye-opener, and some people, I guess, are still a little bit nostalgic for a whole range of pop music and songs that most I'd heard of, but there was a few on there that even kind of I wasn't sure on. So 2FM, the DJs such as, you know, Dave Fanning, basically kind of got together, had their own kind of short list and narrowed it down to about 60 songs. And I think off those 60, they received about 100,000 votes from different people. And got down to a top list of or a final short list of 20. So just kind of skipping through a few of them, just so you'd probably kind of get a bit of an insight into who was voting for what. You know, Hot House Flowers came in at number 20. We had Bewitched on there, C'est la vie, which will, I'm sure, bring back plenty of memories for a lot of people. The Republic of Ireland football squad was in there. And then you kind of pick up Christy Moore, Van Morrison, Westlife, Snow Patrol, you know, some of the usuals. And then you get into some of the real kind of classics, you know, Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You, U2, Where the Streets Have No Name. And into the top four or five, the Saw Doctors, N17, Thin Lizzy, The Boys Are Back in Town, you know, The Pogues, Fairy Tale of New York. And number one was The Cranberries with Zombie. So I guess around the time they did the survey around Halloween, it was probably quite well themed. But you can kind of get a good flavour as to who likes what over the genre of Irish music. So I'll probably just give my own voice a bit of a break. And rather than going straight in for the number one song, I'm going to flip it around and go for the guy that made it in at number 20, which was Don't Go by the band Hot House Flowers, who many of you will remember. Don't Go came out in 1988 from their album People. It was generally their most successful single worldwide. Actually kind of got into the top 10 here in New Zealand as well. Top 40 across a whole lot of other European countries. Peaked at number 2 in the Irish singles chart. Didn't do too bad in the USA. Never actually made it onto CD, which you'll find is a bit of a shame, but probably goes to show you how old the song was itself. But debuted on the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest. I think they kind of have a bit of an opportunity during some of the breaks to put on some various different acts. Riverdance, I think, did their own debut during the Eurovision. I think that particular year, 1988, when Hot House Flowers made their debut, Celine Dion actually won it for Switzerland with Ne partas pas sans moi, or something like Please Don't Leave Me. So we're not going to play that one. We will, in fact, play the Hot House Flowers and Don't Go.
And it's filling up my senses, and the sun is shining down on the blossoms in the avenue. There's a buzzing fly hanging around the bluebells and the daisies. There's a lot more love in me, but dim this world.
Don't go, don't leave me lying on the hill while the sun smiles.
Stick around and laugh away, yeah. And I'll lie awake
myself sandy beaches and mat. My toes are submerged in the water and it feels good. The children playing, building castles on the shoreline, like a painting that we loved alone. It feels so fine, go, go. Don't hear now, now, now. While the sun smiles, stick around, laugh a while, yeah. White horses and they're coming at me at a pace now. There's a blue Sirocco blowing warm into my face, and the sun is sparkling on the underside of the bridges, and the cars going by with smiles in the windows. There's a black cat lying in the shadow of a gatepost, and the black cat keeps telling me the look is on its way. There's a black cat lying in the shadow of a gatepost, and the black cat tells me the look is on its way. Don't go, don't lay down now, now. While the sun smiles, stick around, laugh a while, yeah. Stick around, laugh a while.
I don't know about you, Ray, but I think at this stage of the game, I'm kind of feeling a little bit homesick with the amount of time it's been since I've been back. And I guess now flights are opening up and few people have been able to make the jump back. Marion was back there a little while ago. You start to really miss it. And like we probably won't go for a trip for a good long while yet. So some of the things that I was trying to recreate, you know, you can order your Tato online and that kind of stuff, and that kind of gives you a bit of an uplift. But I miss a good double brown bagged bag of good Irish chips and everything else that goes with it. And I think it's kind of turning into a bit of a dangerous obsession as to how I might be able to recreate that as much at home as I can. And particularly some of the other kind of condiments that you might get in your local fish and chip shop, like the spice burger. It is something that most people don't get unless you've been to Ireland and tried one. I don't think you can actually get it outside of Ireland. It's Walsh's, I think, were the family who started it in 1950, and it's been a closely guarded family secret. Bar a bit of a blip, I think, about 10, 15 years ago, one of the family or one of the directors tried to make out and make it off with the recipe and set up their own company, but their plan was quickly foiled. But they went on a bit of a decline, and then I think some other kind of supermarket chain bought them out, and they're back on. But most stuff, when you Google and research, you can find a recipe for, and it's been very, very difficult to find the elusive spice burger recipe. But I've persevered and came across a website from a couple of guys, Russell Alford and Patrick Hanlon. They're self-titled. They call themselves the Gastro Gays. They began in 2013 they're a couple in their 30s. They're kind of food and travel writers based in Drogheda in the Boyne Valley there. And I think they're actually kind of over in London as well. But they do all sorts of things, from food blogging, travel reviews, recipes, all the way down to, as they say on their website, they're obsessed with three things: food and drink, travel, and Eurovision, which most people in Ireland are probably obsessed with all those as well. But they've got a book out called Hot Fat. And in this book, you have 30 fantastic sweet and savoury recipes of all sorts of stuff that you'd find in a chip shop in Ireland. And they've done their own version of the spice burger, and I'm very much looking forward to giving this a crack at some point. I didn't know for years that it's actually got meat in it. I always thought it was vegetarian. So yeah, I've got my recipe. I'll give it a crack between now and the next time that I'm on. But for anyone else out there that's feeling a little bit homesick, like myself, this is probably one for you. This is Missing You by Christy Moore.
Give all for the price of the flight. Oh, I'm missing you under Piccadilly neon. I took you for in 1986. There's not much for a chippy or swinging the pick, and you can't live on love and on love alone. So you sail across the ocean, away across the foam, to where you're a Paddy, you're a Biddy, you're a Mick, good for nothing but stacking the brick. And your best mate's a spade and he carries a heart, two workhorses heavily shod. Oh, I'm missing you, I give all for the price of a flight. Oh, I'm missing you under Piccadilly's neon. Who did you murder, or are you a spy? I'm fond of a drink, helps me laugh, helps me cry. Now I just drink red biddy for the permanent high, and I'll laugh a lot less and I'll cry till I die. Piccadilly's neon. All you young people now take my advice. Before crossing the ocean, you'd better think twice. Cause you can't live without love alone. And the proof's around London in the nobody zone. Oh, well, the summer is fine, but the winter's a fridge. Wrapped up in old cardboard in the Charing Cross Bridge. And I'll never go home now because of the shame of a misfit's reflection in a shop window pane. Oh, I'm missing you, I give all for the price of the flight. Oh, I'm missing you under Piccadilly's neon. Missing you, I give all for the price of the flight. Oh, I'm missing you under Piccadilly's neon. I'm missing you. I'm missing you. I'm missing you.
In my search for modern Irish contemporary kind of pop music and folk music, just to kind of see what's new and fresh and, you know, what kind of piques my interest, I've come across this lady, Emma Langford, who is from Limerick City in the west of Ireland. She would have this storyteller, singer-songwriter kind of persona, and kind of tries to weave all that through into her live performances, and very much sits on that front line of the new wave of Irish folk music. She was fortunate enough to be awarded the RTE Folk Award for the Best Emerging Artist in 2018. And in following years, she's also been nominated twice for the Best Folk Singer. She has received the Music Network Residency and Arts Council Agility Award in 2021, which, you know, supports the continuing musical exploration of kind of Irish women in contemporary music. Now as we're into 2022, she's kind of releasing more updated music, and we're looking forward to kind of hearing more from her. But for now, sit back and listen to Emma Langford. This is Winding the Way Down to Kells Bay.
Winding the way down to Kells Bay. stretches out before your feet on the winding way down to Kells Bay. And the golden sun sets like no other, they say, on the winding way down to Kells Bay, where sorrows met with smiling eyes and a great black cloak brushed with stars for a sky. And the old trees leaning there to whisper a tale on the winding way down to Kells Bay. There's a song in the heart of the people you meet on the winding way down to Kells Bay. Yes, a joke to be shared and a drink to be drank on the winding way down to Kells Bay. And the green Kerry hills overlooking the sea, and the fuchsias are blooming so brightly and sweet. And the ocean could carry our worries away on the winding way down to Kells Bay. On the winding way down, oh, the winding way down, on the winding way down to Kells Bay. Yes, the ocean could carry our worries away on the winding way down to Kells Bay. On the winding way down to Kells Bay. Gan us chocolate the story in August Lake the Ski. On the winding way down to Kells Bay. And when the bell rings, then we'll all head away on the winding way down to Kells Bay. We'll stop for the chat and the old cup on tea on the winding way down to Kells Bay. And the golden sun sets like no other, they say, on the winding way down to Kells Bay. And the ocean could carry our worries away on the winding way down.
Great to see that traditional Irish music is living, breathing, alive and well all around the world. And in particular, that there's a new kind of younger generation of people who are embracing it and putting their own little stamp and spin on it while still remaining true to its kind of genesis, I suppose. So on that, I'd like to introduce you to another couple, Seamus and Keeve, who are a brother and sister duo from the Connemara Gaeltacht on the west coast of Ireland. These siblings have been deeply immersed in traditional Irish music for their whole lives, and it's no wonder that they have developed a great understanding of how to play various different instruments, amazing singers and dancers. And on this particular song that I'm gonna play, the two are singing this beautiful, beautiful song together. The start of the video, Seamus is actually and Keeve giving a bit of an explanation into their style and their grounding. So sit back and listen to this one. Seamus and Keeve, Conine Pashta.
There are people preserved in these songs, there are relationships preserved. There are moments in time preserved in these songs, so there is a huge responsibility, a huge weight on people to keep these stories alive.
it's such a rich tradition that we want to make sure it doesn't die. And I suppose the way we're trying to do that is to keep it relevant by adding harmonies and kind of changing it up a bit so it's more appealing to our generation.
You're given your name, but your voice is yours, and we feel a huge responsibility to use our voices to keep these traditions alive and to tell these stories. It certainly has a connection to emotion and to feeling what the song is about, more so than understanding the lyrics and what's being said. It's not just a musical endeavour, it's not a thing that we just like to share for the sake of it. It's something that we can feel.
Well, our time seems to have flown by here this afternoon. Just a couple of things to note. If you're looking for a little bit of Irish dancing and some music by way of an event or a show, Celtic Christmas by A Taste of Ireland will be coming through soon in Wellington and a few other towns in the region like Palmerston North and Carterton. Keep an eye out on the various web pages and online content for what's going in and around the region, in particular the Hutt Valley Irish Society, the Wellington Irish Society, Friends of Ireland and the Irish Business Network of New Zealand. So as always, stay safe. We'll catch you next week. For myself and Ray and the team here at Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, Slán leat agus gur amagat, Ca Cite Aonú, and we'll play you out with a little bit of Black Velvet Band by the Dubliners.
To trade I was bound, and many an hour sweet happiness have I spent in that neat little town. A sigh. misfortune came over me, which caused me to stray from the land. Far away from me friends and relations, betrayed by the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. I took a stroll down Broadway, meaning not long for to stay, when who should I meet but this pretty fair maid, come a traipsing along the highway. She was both fair and handsome, her neck it was just like a swan, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Her eyes they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. I took a stroll with this pretty fair maid, and the gentleman passing us by, well I knew she meant the doing of him, by the look in her roguish black eye. A gold watch she took from his pocket, and placed it right into my hand. And the very first thing that I said was, bad cess to the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Before the judge and the jury, next morning I had to appear. The judge, he says to me, young man, your case it is proven clear. We'll give you 7 years penal servitude, to be spent far away from the land, far away from your friends and relations, betrayed by the black velvet band.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That programme was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.